What do you want to get off your chest after that one yesterday? Let's keep rolling. Tony in Santa Rosa, thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Yeah, good. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
On this show. I just wanted to say I'm not going to complain too much because that's been going on a lot, and I could, but I just want to say Juwan Jennings, what a beast that guy is. And yep. You know what? I wasn't very surprised. I mean, I hear people talk about game plans and all that and say, you know, Juwan's good on third downs, good on first downs. He's not really that kind of guy, not fast, but I don't know. I've kind of always seen him in this. Now, where can he take that if he was the number one? But I just feel like he's always just been a solid, great wide receiver that makes plays. I mean, just with more opportunities, I figure more of that would come to him.
I get what you're saying, Tony. Thanks very much. I like the one thing that sort of is frustrating about the Juwan Jennings thing for me. He got robbed of his moment. He got robbed of his moment. Today should have been just absolutely fawning over an unbelievable performance. But I also don't want to now just decide, which I'm hearing a lot of people do, that this is what Juwan will do anytime he goes out there and gets an opportunity. I have no idea about that. You know, the whole fun thing, and I get that people are tongue-in-cheek here, but, oh, they paid the wrong guy. Let's not start talking about Juwan Jennings making $25 or $30 million a year. That's not good for the 49ers. That's not good for anybody. These receivers are making too much money. This market got tilted in a way that it should not have. That's my opinion on that. Juwan, let's just keep it where it is. This was a wonderful performance, a wonderful day. Love that he's getting a lot more of his opportunity, and super bummed that the rest of the Niners ruined what should have been his day.
Yeah, he's had days before, and there's
like
many
this.
People who thought that he could have been the Super Bowl MVP. He had two touchdowns in the Super Bowl, so it was not the same game in terms of volume and stats, but his impact in that game was huge. And I don't even really want to entertain the conversation about Brandon Ayuk and his money, because you did it. You paid him, and you signed him, and now you get to have him. So if you really wanted to, you know, draw a hard line, and if you think, and you've made a good case for, you know, all these teams who are paying their wide receivers, and a lot of these guys aren't already living up to the billing, well, if the 49ers are really, you know, the kind of team breaking the mold, and they're, you know, light years ahead and whatnot, then they shouldn't have paid him, but you paid him, so now you get to have him, and you got to deal with it.
I don't disagree with you at all. Yeah, for me, this isn't even really about the 49ers and Brandon. It's sort of a larger issue about the wide receiver market. And I know, and I said, there are exceptions out there. The Lions are not going to not have Amon-Ra. The Vikings are not going to not have Justin Jefferson. But this whole thing has gotten out of hand. And this isn't the way you win. And if you want to have a concern about the 49ers' finances going forward, stop making it about Brock Purdy. It's about Brandon Ayuk. And Deebo Samuel, for that matter. That's your concern going forward. That's your $60 million you need to worry about. Not the one that you're going to give to your sparkly quarterback,
right,
who just showed everybody what he can do even without all of his weapons.
And that's not even an issue, because you are number one in football as far as cap space goes. So you've got the cap space,
yep,
really to be able to deal with it. And if you want to talk about other hype, price guys on your team, well, you've got Nick Bosa, who is 25th in football in sacks, and an earlier caller talking about fourth quarter impact, which hasn't been great. Trent Williams just got a new contract, and he can't make it through a game without needing an IV. That's two games in a row where he's been so exhausted or so depleted that he needs an IV. And your top paid cornerback gave up a 50-yard pass when you couldn't give up a 50-yard pass. So, yes, Ayuk is making a lot of money and not producing, but you can go all across the roster and look at the highest paid guys on your team, and a lot of them aren't really pulling their weight right now.
That's fair enough. Mike in San Jose, next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Mike. We appreciate your call.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? So, basically, what I'm gathering from this is absolutely nothing, because a couple years ago they went to the Super Bowl and they started out 3-5 and everybody was freaking out. Then we railed off 10 wins in a row, and by the end of the season we were flexing. and everybody said, we don't want to see them.
I do want to correct you, Mike. I do want to correct you. They did not go to the Super Bowl when they started off 3-5. They scratched and clawed and barely made the playoffs on the last week of the season, and then they went to the NFC title game. They did not go to the Super Bowl, but I hear your point.
Either way, they start out slow, they get hot. It's just kind of their style. I mean, it's not something that's surprising. It's not sneaking up on us. We've seen ourselves losing these games. The writing was on the wall. You knew that everybody had to be here in order for it to work. So the fact that guys were missing, we already had that doubt in our mind. So this isn't a surprise to anybody. Now, it is not a surprise that Kyle Shanahan is getting in a situation where he's keeping the team kind of in the knowing of where he's going. And that is completely stupid to all of us as Niner fans. We all know you run that ball, you don't get exotic. And he did exactly what he did in the Super Bowl, and he started passing that ball around, being an idiot, trying to use these schemes when sometimes just do the basic. And that's all we need as Niner fans from this man. If we get that, we'll be fine. But if he keeps doing what he did this last game, he's going to end up seeing that door, and we ain't going to want him here. I understand the winning's great, but it's going to get us to a certain point like he got with the other places.
I don't know when, Mike, I don't know when he got exotic, Mike. That's the part where I don't really get it.
Talk
where
to him.
He got exotic. And, you know, you look at the way they ran the ball on their field goal drive to put them up 10, and they ran it almost every single play. There was a 32-yard pass on the first play from scrimmage in that drive to Juwan Jennings when he did the Randy Moss. He jumped up and went over the defender and caught it.
Incredible.
You had another pass to Juwan for 14, and you had a Ronnie Bell drop, which I know is a shock to some people. But other than that, it was Garendo, Garendo, sneak, sneak, scramble, Mason, Mason. Those were your plays. And, yeah, the scrambles were pass plays called, but they weren't exotic pass plays.
No.
They were plays where he went to look and make a throw, and then he ran it.
Look,
so I don't understand the idea of him getting exotic. And on the last drive, Juszczyk held, which made it 1st and 20. You're not going to run it three times in a row when it's 1st and 20 and you're out of field goal range.
No, absolutely not. I mean, look, yesterday was not a great day for Kyle Shanahan. It was not. But it is funny to me how many people, whenever the 49ers lose, that was that call right there. And Mike, we love you, but that's the call I referenced earlier today when I said that there's like this Pavlovian response when the 49ers lose. It's no different than the Warriors losing. Steve Kerr and his rotations. And it's Kyle Shanahan and those damn play calls. The play calling was fine. They moved the ball wonderfully. Jordan ran the ball great. Juwan had his best game ever. Brock Purdy was sparkly. This was not a play calling issue. It's all of the other stuff that lost that game. The defense was brutal. The special teams was awful. The situational awareness by certain players and coaches absolutely deserves question marks. You can ask Kyle questions in this game. They just shouldn't be about play calling.
They had 425 yards of offense, and they averaged, wait for it, 6.5 yards per play.
Yeah.
So you're getting 6.5 yards a play. For me, that doesn't come down to play calling. And I think if you want to really give Kyle Shanahan his flowers, as I will do after yesterday's game, now I don't think that his coaching was a big issue. Remember the halfback pass that they threw? And, you know, they called it in at the three-yard line, and then they ran to the line. He challenged it. He challenged it not knowing fully whether or not that was a completed pass or not.
And he was right.
And he was right. So if we're going to continue to go down the Kyle Shanahan road, and yes, the attention to detail from his defense and his special teams, they were bad. So there's a lot of things that you can look at that I don't think you want to put on Kyle Shanahan's plate.
Yeah, I'm completely, completely with you. 888-957-9570. That is the number. There's a question, I would say, about Juwan Jennings that we haven't asked yet. It is speculative. It is projecting. It is all of those things.